Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the opportunity to read Parshas Kisisa, as well as the Parsha section known as Parshas Para. And Bezras Hashem, it'll be an exciting Shabbos. The Parsha begins, of course, with that mitzvah called the mitzvah of Kisisa. The Torah tells us that Chatzi Shekel, we have a responsibility to take a Chatzi Shekel. V'lo yevachem negef b'fkodosam, that there will not be a plague when Bnei Yisrael are counted. And Ravobi Zatzal explains that normally the counting of Bnei Yisrael leads to a plague. Normally that's a sign. If you're counting Bnei Yisrael, it's either because there is about to be, or there is a means of identifying the after effects therein of a plague. La'das minyan hanosarim, as Rashi notes, after some of the other plagues. Now, normally, this is the case because we're taking a nation of infinite possibilities. Am Yisrael lives l'malam in hateva, and now we're making their influence and destiny finite by taking account. So this time the Torah tells us if you use coins instead, you're not making Bnei Yisrael's essence finite. You're taking the coins in order to see the numbers. And that's the understanding. V'lo yebahem negef. There won't be a negef within Am Yisrael. And then, of course, we read about later into the first aliyah, which is an extremely long aliyah in the parsha. We get through the certain preliminary mitzvos of the parsha, and we get to the point of talking about Shabbos. Shabbos, we're told, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael asar Shabbos. B'nei Yisrael should keep the Shabbos. Excuse me, because as we say, Beini uvein Bnei Yisrael, os hili olam. It's an os, it's a sign between me and them to know, l'adas ki ani Hashem, to know that that I am Hashem. Now, where is the knowing process in regard to Shabbos? Where is the idea that is identified in the pasuk? So the late, great Rav Nissen Albert Zecher Tzadik Livracha explained that there's no pointing to something and stating that this is Shabbos. This is a sukkah. This is matzah. This is a mamad har Sinai. That we can point and say these are the things. But Shabbos is nothing specific. Shabbos, what makes Shabbos Shabbos, is the fact that we declare we are mekadesh asa Shabbos. And so therefore, in order for us to be able to benefit from Shabbos, it has to be an issue of yediya, of knowledge and awareness. And that's what we say, that it is la'das ki ani Hashem. There has to be a yediya within the process. Immediately thereafter, we spend a lot of the parsha talking about the Cheda Ego. And in the context, we discuss the fact that there were luchos. First, Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and makes the declaration. He finds out that Bnei Yisrael engaged in the Egel, and he was told, Lech Reid, go down, Kishiches Amcha, because your nation has gone ahead and destroyed itself. It has become corrupt. Now, what does that mean? Why is the nation all of a sudden referred to as Amecha, as your nation, and not as Hashem's nation? So Rashi tells us that the Amcha over here doesn't refer to Am Yisrael, that is Hashem's nation, we are Hashem's nation. But rather, says Rashi, Amecha refers to the Erev Rav, to the additional components of Am Yisrael. So a number of years ago, Maran HaRav Shechter Shlita noted in the name of the Vilna Gaon that in the door of Mashiach there will be more trouble from the Erev Rav. What is that Erev Rav? So Rav Shechter told us that today's Erev Rav are those who are Megal Torah Shalo Ka'alacha. And Rav Shechter would remind us often in that regard that a person needs to be part of the Mesorah in order for him not to be part of the Erev Rav. Those that are walking around thinking that Halacha is something that we're Mechadish every single day, or it's something that we make up, that's not part of the Masorah, that's part of the Erev Rav. And that's what he would tell us, that the Rambam Silchos Mamrim begins with a respect for the authority. And that authority begins with those who are connected to the Masorah process, that is part of the Halacha process. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the nation is an Am K'shei Orif. The nation is a nation that is K'shei Orif. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also recognizes in the context of their Avera that Am Yisrael is an Am K'shei Orif, which literally means that they're stiff-necked. But what does their neck condition have to do with their status? So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zechad Tzadok Livracha, explained that the term K'shei Orif refers not to a stubbornness, but rather the fact that they were narrow-minded, and they had a limited sense of vision. In other words, Bnei Yisrael couldn't see how their survival was going to be possible without Moshe. But, said Rav Aaron Zatzal, had they simply turned their necks around, they would have seen Mamad Har Sinai and recalled the experience and known that they could withstand any challenge, and they would have grown from the challenge within. So, in regard to the piece, Moshe Rabbeinu, we are told, had creations, Luchos Elokim, that he was holding the Luchos which were created by Hashem, and that the writing was the writing of Hashem which was imposed on the Luchos. And the question has to be asked, why are we mentioning the grandeur of the Luchos now, not when they were given to Moshe in the last couple of weeks? So, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, the author of the Shemen HaTov, suggests that prior to destroying something, one needs to contemplate the loss of the destruction. Once destroying something, one really appreciates that which he beholds and is about to lose. At the same time, he also suggests that despite the preciousness of the Luchos, that they were creations of Hashem, that the writing was the creation of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he needed to destroy the Luchos, and he didn't hesitate to do so. And hence the Torah's stress on the grandeur in order to show us the greatness of his decision to destroy them. As Rashi quotes, Yeyasher Kolchecha, Shebarta, you should have a Yashikoyach, Moshe Rabbeinu, because you did what you had to do, despite the fact that this is the need that's there. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns then and he declares, Mila Hashem Eli, who is going to be towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should come to me. And Vayasu Elav, Kol B'nei Levi, all of B'nei Levi will be there, and all of B'nei Levi came around. Now, there were very many others who were for Hashem, who were not idol worshippers. So why did Shevet Levi serve as the only ones who came forward? So Rav Yitzchak Adlerstein Shalita suggested that Moshe Rabbeinu only wanted the elite because the mission of this group was to be fraught with danger. At the same time, while many were qualified, Moshe Rabbeinu feared having anything that could be mislabeled as an ulterior motive in killing a fellow Jew. And so therefore, he took Shevet Levi, because Levi had no ulterior motive. There was no larger piece that would have come out as a result. Then the Torah tells us a little bit later, "Ksav l'chos ha'dvarim ha'ila." Write these things down, "Ki al pi ha'dvarim ha'ila," because based on these things, "Karasi l'chabris es Yisrael." I erected a covenant with the Jewish people. Now the Gemara tells us, what are the al pi ha'dvarim ha'ila? What are these words? So the Gemara suggests that this refers to Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the late great Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz HaRav, Rav Shol Yisraeli Zatzal, explained that in regard to Torah Sheba'al, it can be regaled and placed into an ark and left alone in an honored place. That's what we can do with Torah Sheba'al. You hold it up. Zos HaTorah Shasa Moshe. But the only place for Torah Sheba'al Peh is inside each and every person committed to it. Torah Sheba'al Peh regulates the entirety of a person's life, and so therefore the only bris with Yisrael is the one each of us buys into, and that is the Torah Sheba'al Peh. That is the Torah that we put inside of ourselves. Okay, finally, we will read this Shabbos. We will have the opportunity to read the Haftorah for Parshas Parah. There is a discussion as to whether Parshas Parah is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan, so therefore people should make it their business to go hear the Haftorah as well, and the Parsha as well. But here, the Navi Yechezkel declares Ben Adam, Beis Yisrael, as long as they're living on their own land, Vatavo Vatatamu Esartzi, Ketumas Anida, they defile the land like the uncleanliness of the woman. That's the way they were in front of me. So why does Yechezkel HaNavi refer to Averos and the misdeeds at the beginning as Ketumas Hanida? So the Dibna Mabegid explains there's a difference between a derech and just doing an Avera. A derech that is off the derech refers to a premeditated thought, which although hidden from a fellow man is revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person does a Maisa HaAveira, Maisa HaAveira is seen by everybody. So many Averas Bein Adam LaMakom tend to be in thought, while the Averas Bein Adam LaChaveira are always revealed. While Hashem knows both types of Averos, and both are Metameis Aretz, it's the Averas Bein Adam LaChaveira, the ones that are so overt, that lead to the overt galus described in the Haftorah. We have an opportunity to achieve the opposite. We are looking forward to that period in time which we will read about in a couple of weeks, Veheshev Levavos Albanim Velebanim Alavosam, as we approach quickly the month of Nisan, about which we are told, Nigalu V'Nisan Asidin Ligal, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant each and every one of us a Shabbat Shalom, and a hope to get to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos to all.